It has taken the DNI and federal intelligence agencies 2 years, but Clapper says the Intelligence Community Information Technology Enterprise is now ready to start deploying capability within the 17 IC agencies.
We're working on the business plan to allow each IC element to depend on the others for common services. This is a whole new paradigm for the intelligence community where we actually have to trust each other. And we're laying our capabilities across a common IC framework for IT. There are very few people thought we could ever integrate our IT systems, and there are many who still do. But I think we're doing it, and we're going to keep doing it. And I think just keeping a steady pace and a steady pressure will bring it to success. So that's one of the big reasons why my superb principal deputy and professional partner, Stephanie O'Sullivan, and I, while of course serving at the pleasure of the president, plan to stick around for as long as we can until the end of the administration to make sure eyesight sticks.
Clapper spoke at the annual GEOINT conference in Tampa, Florida, the same venue where in 2011 he first announced plans to consolidate the intelligence community's disparate IT systems and reduce duplication. Back then, he framed the decision as primarily a cost-saving move that would help agencies cope with the first round of budget cuts in the aftermath of the Budget Control Act. Now, he sees other benefits as front and center, following the numerous intelligence disclosures by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. EyeSight, Clapper says, will be inherently more secure than the IC's legacy data architectures, something he hopes will let agencies protect their data while resisting the urge to clamp down on information sharing.
And, of course, we've done a lot of locking down anyway, and, you know, imposing more insider threat detection capabilities. We're in the process of changing the clearance system to one of continuous evaluation, et cetera. That's why I think EyeSight is, hate to sound like a broken record, but why EyeSight is so important, because the mantra of EyeSight is tag the data, tag the people, so that you know what the data is that you're going to share, and you know with whom you're going to share it, and that they have the bona fides to share it with, and then that you can automatically audit that. And that's what it will both promote security, but also sharing. And by the way, we think it'll be more efficient and a little cheaper. So long term, that's why I feel even more committed to getting EyeSight done.
To build EyeSight, the ODNI created a division of labor between the largest agencies in the IC. The NSA and the CIA, for example, are building the community's shared cloud computing architecture. The Defense Intelligence Agency and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, meanwhile, are working on a common desktop and suite of applications to be used throughout the IC. In an interview with Federal News Radio, Letitia Long, NGA's director, says they've already started deploying those desktops.
We started a year ago. We've already deployed 5,000 desktops across our two agencies, so NGA and DIA first. We are planning on finishing our two agencies by the end of this year, and then in fiscal year 15, we will start deploying to other intelligence community organizations.
Once those organizations are all operating in a common environment, Long says any IC employee should be able to walk up to any computer terminal in any intelligence agency and get access to the very same data he or she would be allowed to see at their own desk.
So it will enable much more what we refer to as teleworking from a classified site. You know, it's hard for us to telework from home because we work in classified areas, but enable us to work from different locations and much more readily share information, which is another part of EyeSight. Once we are all fully operating in the cloud, it'll make it a lot easier for us to share our information and fuse our information at the data level. We can certainly share information today, you know, emailing folks back and forth, but not really, you know, from a data perspective, fusing and integrating our information.
For the intelligence community's IT vendors, Clapper says EyeSight will mean getting used to a new business model. And in terms of overall dollar figures, that new model will not be good news to industry, since one of the tenets of EyeSight is to reduce the IC's reliance on contractors.
But there are going to be opportunities as we go to cloud computing. I think, opportunities for industry. In NSA's case, a little out of the bailiwick here, but encryption and decryption is going to continue to be important areas of research. But I think we just all have to acknowledge the fact that we're going to have to be creative and try to capitalize on what the technology trends that we're trying to go to in the future. But I can't sugarcoat this. Every year we get a finite amount of money, and when that finite amount of money goes down, that has impact on all of us.
Clapper says EyeSight will go a long way toward fulfilling the goals policymakers set for the intelligence community in the era after the 9/11 attacks, creating a model of integrated intelligence among the various intelligence disciplines. But Long told GEOINT attendees it will also let the IC move to a new phase, which he calls immersive intelligence.
Integrated intelligence, I would say, is, you know, integrating the data. You can even talk about integrating your collection strategy. So you have a problem that you're going to go after, integrate on the front end how we're going to go after what INT is going to collect against it, and then fusing the data as you are working the analysis. That's really integrated intelligence. Immersive intelligence, we're talking about living within the data, having it readily available so that you can easily merge it, having data show up because you are interested in it, because that's in your profile, that's what you're working with, having the virtual spaces that you can tag up, not only with your teammates, but with the customer. How many times have you gotten a task and you worked it till the end, only to find out that's not really what was asked for? If you're together in that virtual space with your customer, with your user, you are interacting as you are living within the data to deliver that solution. I just think it gives us great promise for the future.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.